Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, dear students, and welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode number 200. If you've listened to episode 199, basically yesterday's episode, then you know that we talked about the mega popular sitcom called Friends. In yesterday's episode, we dove into different aspects of the show and more specifically, all the characters from the show that have been so loved and popular over the years. Very sadly, on October 28th, Matthew Perry, or Chandler Bing as he was known from the popular sitcom Friends, was found dead at his home in Los Angeles. Obviously, this is heart-wrenching. When something is heart-wrenching, it's simply heartbreaking. It's tragic. It's sad. So the loss of Matthew Perry came as a shock to so many fans. And in the past week, hundreds and thousands of fans have been mourning the loss of their beloved Matthew Perry, also known as Chandler Bing. When someone is mourning, they are simply expressing their sadness and their sorrow over someone's death, over someone's passing. You see, Matthew Perry's sudden death sent a wave of sorrow across the hearts of those who grew up watching him on Friends. He wasn't just an actor. For many, he was a cherished, a valued, a loved part of their weekly routine. The funny friend everyone wished they had. His death felt like losing a piece of the carefree days of the 90s that his character, Chandler Bing, so naturally represented. Matthew was born in a small Massachusetts town in the late 1960s. His life changed when he started acting. At first, he liked tennis a lot and played it often. But then he found out he really enjoyed acting. He moved to Los Angeles, a big city known for attracting people from all over the world who are trying to become actors. In Los Angeles, Matthew worked in different acting jobs, which led him to his famous role as Chandler Bing on the TV show Friends. The show, which premiered in 1994, wasn't just a job for Matthew. It was a role that would define, that would mark his career. Chandler's quick wit, his quick humor, jokes, and emotional depth imitated Matthew's own personality, making it a match made in sitcom heaven. His character's one-liners and sarcastic comebacks became a part of the show's foundation, as integral as the iconic orange couch in Central Park. But as his star rose, Matthew was dealing with a personal struggle that was far from the laughter-filled life Chandler led. His battle with addiction was a stark contrast to his on-screen persona. You see, addiction is a very complicated disease, sickness, where a person cannot stop using a substance or engaging in an activity, even though it may cause them harm. It usually starts with a desire to use a drug or do something that brings pleasure. Over time, a person's ability to choose not to do so becomes compromised, resulting in them doing it more and more often. Addiction can affect the brain and behavior, leading to an inability to control the use of substances like alcohol, drugs, or engagement in activities like gambling. It is recognized as a chronic disease that can require ongoing management and treatment. Matthew Perry dealt with his problems openly, not hiding his feelings, which was different from the characters he played in his acting. Matthew talked about his hard times, and this helped other people who had the same troubles. He showed them that it is possible to recover and have a better life. The news of his passing didn't mention a direct link to his past addiction, but it was a strong reminder of the fragility of life, particularly for those who live it under the relentless scrutiny of the public eye. Matthew had become more than an actor. He was a vocal advocate for mental health and addiction awareness, urging people to seek help and speak candidly, openly, honestly about the importance of support and understanding. When we think of Matthew Perry, we remember how his life had both good and bad times. He is remembered not only for making us laugh and for his memorable lines, but also for his courage in dealing with his own struggles and for talking openly about addiction and getting better. Matthew's life was like anyone's, with its ups and downs. You see, life has ups and downs all the time. In other words, there are good days and there are bad days. His passing is a sad reminder of how short life can be and how much we can affect each other. For those who watched him on TV every week, Matthew Perry was a special part of their childhood and growing up. Looking back at his life, we are reminded to value the fun and happiness that others bring into our lives and to be kind to those who are fighting their own battles quietly. Matthew Perry passed away too soon, but he leaves behind a legacy of laughter and kindness. His ability to make us smile will last for a long time, much like the show Friends continues to be watched and loved all over the world. May he rest in peace. And to you, my dear students, I'll say, as always, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next Monday with a brand new topic and a brand new episode. Don't miss it.